The Ohio Learning Commission issued a show cause order letter to Wilberforce this week, which means the school must prove that its accreditation shouldn't be removed. The university's interim president, Dr. Wilma Mishu, says the school was aware of the problem stated in the letter, including a budget deficit of nearly $10 million.
It's not that we were not aware that we had deficiencies that we had to improve upon, and I don't want anybody to have the impression that we didn't know that we had things that we needed to work on, because we did. But we simply did not expect that we would be given the short amount of time in which to do it.
Mishu says the university thought it might receive probation and was surprised to learn of the show cause order. She says the school is restructuring its administration and board of trustees in order to come up with a plan to save its accreditation. Richard Deering is the president of the Wilberforce Faculty Association. He doesn't believe that the university will be able to do that.
It would seem to me to be almost impossible to come up with a new set of facts that are going to change the direction that we're on right now.
Enrollment at Wilberforce has slipped below 200 students, while less than 50 new students are enrolled for the fall term, which starts in late July. Wayne Baker, WYSO.